2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, now 6:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Will the hot housing market ever cool off? New numbers show prices are still on the rise.
KSL News Radio's Amy Kopabe is live with the latest. Amy?
Amanda, if you were a potential home buyer right now in Salt Lake City, here's what you'd have to look forward to. A median-priced single-family home would cost you $630,000. That's up 22% from this same time last year. You can also look forward to over a $2,500 a month mortgage on a 30-year mortgage with a 20% down payment. And you'll have to act quick because the competition is stiff. Zillow's latest data shows that 66% of homes here are being sold above their asking price, and they're only on the market for just a few days, the average of 5 days right now. And if that makes you think twice about buying, you're not alone. The Deseret News reports a lot of people are pulling back, partly because they just can't qualify. But that does mean inventory is creeping up slightly for the first time in months. Reporting live, Amy Kopabe at KSL News Radio.
A shooting in Springville leaves a man dead and a witness in custody. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson reports officers were called to a home where they found a man shot multiple times on the front porch.
Springville Police Lieutenant Warren Foster says during a multi-agency search for a suspect, a witness approached investigators claiming he knew about that shooting. Then, with descriptions of clothing in a car from Ring door cam footage, officers discovered that that witness was actually the shooter.
It was a male. He was booked into the Utah County Jail.
Lieutenant Foster says the suspect left the gun at the scene and fled.
A probable cause statement claims after being arrested, Hunter Lamoureux admitted to shooting the victim, who he claims was having an affair with his wife.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Overseas shipments of baby formula have started to arrive in the U.S. from Germany on board military planes.
Some relief for desperate parents. Enough specialty baby formula for 500,000 8-ounce bottles now in the U.S. after the administration used a C-17 military cargo plane to fly it in from Germany.
ABC's Sam Nguyen reports other military flights filled with formula will also be arriving this week.
President Biden says getting global supply chain issues worked out is a major focus during his meetings this morning with Indo-Pacific leaders in Tokyo.
In recent years, the alliance between Japan and the United States has grown stronger, deeper, and more capable as we work together to take on the challenges just as important as the opportunities of a rapidly changing world.
The president also says Japan and the U.S. have agreed to work together on addressing climate change and other economic issues.
The Republican Senate primary election in Pennsylvania is still too close to call.
This is going to be trench warfare among Republican lawyers now for weeks just to settle who won the Republican primary. With the former president and many people that parrot his false claims about the election in 2020, they're going to be chirping from the sidelines.
Celebrity heart surgeon Dr. Mehmet Oz and former hedge fund CEO David McCormick have begun staffing up their campaigns with recount specialists as vote counting continues.
Firewatch on KSL News Radio.
Fire crews hoping to make good progress today on a brush fire that's burning out of control north of Heber City in Wasatch County. The last report from fire crews says the blaze had burned over 85 acres, only 5% contained. Firefighters also telling us having a fire this big, this early in the season is concerning. That fire is thought to be human caused.
Okay, so weather now with Matt Johnson. Sometimes meteorologists use some terms that can be a little confusing. Things like percent chance of rain, barometric pressure, and the difference between partly cloudy and mostly sunny. Well, here's another one.
The dew point. What is it and what does it mean? The dew point is a direct measurement of how much moisture is in the air. A lower dew point means less moisture, and a higher dew point means more moisture. If the dew point equals the air temperature, you are most likely seeing fog or some kind of precipitation.
According to the KSL weather app, today's dew point is right at the freezing mark of 32 degrees.
First look traffic, we go back to Andy Farnsworth.
Well, Tim, right now if you're traveling on I-15, the drive has been clean in Salt Lake County and no delays in the Utah County side of things. We had some issues for a while on I-15 in Davis County, but those have been cleared for a while, so both directions are moving pretty smoothly in that 30-minute travel time from Ogden to 600 North in Salt Lake City. Road work, though, and maybe some people looking at that grass fire still affecting you on Highway 40 near Jordanelle. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 6:35.
Today was the day the COVID-era border policy was set to end, but the Biden administration was blocked from ending it by a federal judge in Louisiana.
De donde eres?
Peru.
Peru?
Peru.
ABC's Alex Stone is at the border in Yuma, Arizona, where he says a steady stream of migrants are arriving daily, hoping to get into the U.S.
Most Utahns support labor unions, but there's more to the story. KSL News Radio's Kate Davis reports.
Utah's Starbucks employees recently joined a nationwide effort to unionize, and a new Deseret News Hinckley Institute of Politics poll shows 54% of Utahns strongly approve of these unions. That's lower than the nationwide rate, where around 65% of people approve of unionizing, according to Gallup. Union support looks to be pretty partisan, with 98% of those who identify as very liberal supporting unions, while only 20% of those who identify as very conservative feel the same way. The poll also shows younger people, ages 18 to 40, support unions more than those older than 41 years old. Kate Davis, KSL News Radio.
Several people were hurt when a big bull jumped a fence at a rodeo into the crowd and escaped an arena over the weekend.
At the Northern California Redding Rodeo, a big bull tossed off a rider. And while being chased by a man on horse twirling a big lasso, the bull leapt over a high fence, smashing through the VIP section, scattering the audience, running across a parking lot before it was captured near a bridge about a half mile from the arena. Self phone video posted by Rob Innes.
That could happen, apparently.
Several people treated for minor injuries, police say. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I remember being at a rodeo once and seeing a bull jumping in the cage, and I asked the guy next to me, that guy can't get out, can he? And he said, oh, no, that never happened.
I don't think I'd want to be strapped on a bull that has the ability to jump a fence and get into the crowd, to be honest with you. Wow.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.